Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
We're pleased to welcome David Haugh, who's the co-host of Mully and Haugh on our Chicago affiliate, AM 670. The Score starts relatively soon. They'll have DJ Moore on their show this morning. But before we get to football, David, I noticed that you released a podcast late last night reacting to the game. So how much sleep did you get?
Not much, Amy. Good morning. Yeah, it's a short night in Chicago. But look, after the beginning of this season for the Bears, where all the days have been long, I think we all will take it in town when we change the subject. And today, we're not talking about a firing. We're not talking about dysfunction. We're not talking about where's Chase Claypool. Finally, for the first time in 346 days, we're talking about a Bears victory.
Did you think it was possible that, I don't know, come post week five, we could be talking about a firing?
I think that it seemed far-fetched to me, or at least a little bit premature. Although, you know, this business, you can't rule out any possibility in the NFL. And so when some really respected plugged-in national reporters, guys of the ilk of Peter King, give it voice about the possibility, you have to pay attention to it. So you do your due diligence and you wonder what will happen next. Kevin Warren, the new team president from the Bears, we haven't really heard from him through this chaotic first month. But so you were ready. I mean, we were prepared, and I think the city was braced for change. And the fan base is very frustrated and fed up. But last night, at least there was a reprieve, because the sense of relief after that one, it's palpable.
Yeah, the Bears said that inside the locker room, that they felt the same way. You're celebrating, but you're also so relieved that it's over. So, David, what signs did you see that the Bears might have actually turned a corner?
I think offensively you're seeing a little bit more command from Justin Fields. He had the big numbers against the Broncos that were only probably compromised or taken into consideration because he had two late turnovers. So you saw growth against the Broncos. The confidence continued on Thursday night in Washington, D.C., because Luke Getsy, the play caller, continued to move the pocket, continued to do things that played to Justin Fields' strength. So it all starts with number one. And when he starts to get into a rhythm and the connection with DJ Moore and that chemistry is real, then I think those are the things that you cling to. I really didn't expect them to play as well defensively last night as they did with the takeaways, because they're compromised in the secondary. So I think that it's two things. One, the passing game and Justin Fields got going. And secondly, they had some people step up on defense that you just could not have expected.
David Haugh is with us from AM 670, The Score. They'll have DJ Moore on their morning show coming up just over 3 hours from now. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. David, we a couple of weeks ago were reacting here to what Justin had said about it was coaching, that he felt like limited him and didn't allow him to be as free or as instinctive as he wanted to be on the field. Have you seen that change in the last couple of weeks?
Yes. That seems like it was about three or four controversies ago, but yes, I think when you see what Luke Getsy did in response to that, and maybe it was just coincidental, I don't think so, but they began moving the pocket and taking advantage of his mobility, because what Justin Fields was screaming for in that cry for help was, let me play less robotic. Let me take advantage of this skill set that is unique. So, you know, and you've seen it 100 times with quarterbacks, you move the pocket, all of a sudden they are reacting more and thinking less. He's not a true pocket passer, but what happens is he needs to build confidence. So moving the pocket and doing the things against the Broncos allowed him to have 335 yards in the air. And then last night, I think the wrinkle that Luke Getsy included was, there are probably, you know, 7 to 9 designed runs, and that takes advantage of his ability to be the Bears' best running back. And I think when you combine both of those things, he does play freer. He's got a little bit more of a swagger. And when Justin Fields has confidence, he's a dangerous quarterback.
What happened with Chase Claypool, David?
I think Chase Claypool squandered his opportunity in Chicago to take advantage of a situation that really, when he came here, the Bears gave up a lot to get him, essentially a de facto first-round draft pick. And all the while, people wondered, if Mike Tomlin is giving up on this player, what's wrong with him? And he had a chance to prove people wrong, and they gave him every opportunity. What he did was he just wasn't mature enough to handle the challenge. And so he would be, again, reportedly not a great teammate in terms of meeting time, being on time, and then he wasn't a willing blocker. All the little things that contribute to being a good teammate, and all the little things that kind of spell out what it takes to be a professional. Chase Claypool was very poor at those things, and then when he said something publicly about his usage, the Bears basically said enough was enough, and I'd be very surprised if he ever steps foot in that locker room again.
Well, we heard Ryan say that he wishes him well moving forward, so it did sound like it was a goodbye of sorts.
He wasn't wishing him well to go have dinner or get the mail or whatever. Yeah, he's wishing him well in his next stop. So I agree with you. I think his days are done in Chicago.
Well, and DJ Moore, with a breakout game, that clearly makes him the number one receiver, and that connection between he and Justin Fields could go a long way. So, David, let's talk about the defensive side of the ball. They did not have much of a pass rush that showed up at all before last night, where they have 5 sacks of Sam Howell. They have the takeaways, as you mentioned. They find out just before the game about the passing of Dick Butkus. What did he mean to the Chicago Bears?
Well, I think when you talk about Dick Butkus, it's not just the Chicago Bears, but especially the Chicago Bears, what he meant to the National Football League. I mean, he was the epitome of toughness. He was the ultimate monster of the midway, the guy by whom others were measured at that position. And it's an epic position in Chicago, from Butkus to Mick Singletary to Brian Urlacher. We're talking about Hall of Fame caliber players here. Dick Butkus was the one who defined toughness, and he changed the game and he changed the position. So it was a very emotional night for people associated with the Bears, because hours before kickoff, the news broke and the team confirmed it. And then they went out and they played in a way that would have made him proud, because they brought the passion, they displayed the urgency, and they played the kind of desperation that he took to the field each and every time. So it's very difficult to kind of summarize just what he meant to the Bears organization, but it's the easiest way to say it is he meant everything, because he was the type of player that everybody who steps foot in Hallis Hall wants to be.
Just about 30 seconds or so, David. Is there anyone on the defense for the Chicago Bears that can carry on that tradition, or at least has potential?
Well, I think Tremaine Edmonds is the most logical answer in terms of just being a guy who plays the position, has the athleticism, and has the leadership qualities. Jaquan Brisker in secondary. You know, these are the guys that do have traits, but there's only one Dick Butkus, and the Bears don't have any future Hall of Famers on their defense. But last night was a good night. They stepped forward, and they played in a way that they did more with less, and I think that they changed the subject, and that's welcome in town.
Yeah, it's got to be a relief for radio hosts, too, to be talking about a win and not a loss for the first time in a year. So you can find David on Twitter at David Haugh, H-A-U-G-H, for AM670 The Score. They'll have DJ Moore on their show this morning, Mully and Haugh. Good to catch up with you. You're welcome anytime. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Amy. Have a great day.
Greetings, podcast listeners. This is world-renowned, self-proclaimed couples therapist, Dr. Sheila. And I'd like to invite all of you to experience my couples therapy podcast, Say More. On the pod, I talk to couples and you get to listen in on other people's problems and then feel better about your own.
Say More with Dr. Sheila features Amy Poehler as Dr. Sheila. Listen and follow to Say More with Dr. Sheila on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name, but more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent.
Try Gain Flings today with special savings at Family Dollar.